Imagine walking through a forest where every breath you take delivers medicine directly to your cells. This isn't fantasy. It's the science-backed reality of Shinrin-yoku, or forest bathing. In Japan, where forests cover two-thirds of the landscape despite dense urbanization, this practice has evolved from cultural tradition to medical prescription. Forest bathing isn't hiking or exercising, it's the mindful immersion in nature through all five senses. When we step among trees, something primal awakens within us. Our pulse slows, breathing deepens, and our nervous system shifts from fight or flight to rest and digest mode. This isn't just poetic metaphor, it's measurable biology. We've evolved with an innate need to connect with the natural world, what scientists call biophilia. For 99.9% of human history, we lived intimately with nature, developing sophisticated physiological systems attuned to natural environments. Our bodies recognize forests as home at a cellular level. Yet modern life has severed this connection. Since 2000, humans have officially become an urban species. Americans now spend 93% of their time indoors, Europeans 90%, much of it facing screens. This disconnection explains why Shinrin-yoku feels so revolutionary, despite being something our bodies instinctively recognize. We're simply returning home. What began as intuition in 1982 has evolved into rigorous science. Japan's forestry agency coined Shinrin-yoku, recognizing both people's need for healing and forests' need for protection. Forest environments reverse the stress-induced fight-or-flight response by activating our parasympathetic rest-and-recover system. Forest bathing significantly enhances immune function. Studies show 3 days of forest immersion increased natural killer, NK cell, activity by 53.2%, NK cell numbers by 50%, and anti-cancer proteins by 28 to 48%. These benefits lasted up to 30 days, suggesting monthly forest visits maintain these effects. Areas with greater forest coverage show lower cancer mortality rates. These benefits come from breathing phytosides, antimicrobial compounds emitted by trees, and exposure to soil bacteria that improve mood and cognitive function. Walking among trees improves memory by 20%, reduces anxiety, and boosts problem-solving ability by 50%. Even hospital patients with tree views recover faster after surgery and require less pain medication. Forest bathing engages all senses, beginning with leaving technology behind and walking slowly, guided by your body. The practice works anywhere with trees, regardless of weather or season. While Japan has certified forest therapy bases, city parks work well for urban dwellers. Sound is vital to forest healing. Natural silence reveals nature's symphony: rustling bamboo, waterfalls, birdsong, and wind. Studies show we prefer natural sounds to urban noise. The former relieves stress, while the latter increases worry. The most calming sounds include water, wind, and birdsong, with birds singing in the frequency range humans are most sensitive to. Visual elements provide equal healing. Komorebi, sunlight filtering through leaves, has no direct English equivalent. The color green reduces anxiety, likely because green environments historically signaled water and food. Nature's fractal patterns, self-repeating designs in trees, snowflakes, and coastlines can reduce stress by up to 60% because we evolved among them. These elements create soft fascination, effortless attention, allowing mental restoration, unlike the directed attention urban environments demand. Our sense of smell, our most primal sense, is central to forest bathing. In forests, we inhale healing phytosides released by trees. Each forest possesses a unique olfactory fingerprint based on its trees, soil, and seasonal variations. Coniferous trees offer especially potent aromas. The hinoki cypress provides a fresh, lemony scent with calming properties used for centuries. Cedar's high oil content prevents decay, making it perfect for enduring structures from Native American longhouses to Japanese temples. Ponderosa pine emits distinctive notes of cinnamon, butterscotch, and vanilla. These forest scents contain compounds with proven medicinal benefits. Pine oil relieves muscle pain, treats skin conditions, and clears sinuses, while tea tree oil effectively treats various ailments. The forest's aromatic landscape includes geosmin, the earthy smell of soil, and petrichor after rainfall. These primal scents connect us to ancient survival instincts that guided our ancestors to water and fertile ground. Touch reconnects us with nature, addressing what Hippocrates called small daily sins against nature that accumulate into illness. Forest bathing encourages tactile engagement, feeling breezes, letting stream water flow through fingers, lying on moss, or walking barefoot. These experiences activate pressure receptors, releasing oxytocin and reducing stress hormones. Grounding, or earthing, creates connection through direct skin contact with the earth. Walking barefoot allows our bodies to receive the planet's natural healing electrons that act as antioxidants. Research shows grounding improves sleep, reduces inflammation, accelerates wound healing, and regulates circadian rhythms, benefits our ancestors received naturally before rubber-soled shoes blocked this electrical connection. Tasting the forest deepens our connection. Japanese forest therapy centers serve meals using local, seasonal ingredients that reflect the region's ecosystem. Forest bathing often concludes with a tea ceremony using plants from the surrounding forest, such as evergreen needle teas that contain 5 times the vitamin C of lemons and essential oils with antimicrobial properties. When forest access isn't possible, we can incorporate elements at home. Plants improve our breathing by exchanging carbon dioxide for oxygen while purifying indoor air, which is typically more polluted than outdoor air. They absorb toxic chemicals from household materials. NASA's recommended air purifiers include peace lily, golden pothos, and English ivy. Essential oils deliver forest benefits indoors through diffusers that disperse oil particles, reed diffusers for rooms with outlets, scented candles, and cedarwood shavings that both scent spaces and repel insects. With office workers spending 1,600 hours yearly at work, 35% of waking hours over a career, maintaining nature connections in workplaces is vital. Office plants reduce sick leave, decrease sick building syndrome symptoms, remove toxins, maintain humidity, and restore negative ions depleted by electronics. Even brief interventions like nature sounds, 40-second green micro breaks viewing natural scenes, or lunchtime park walks significantly improve workplace well-being and productivity. Forests cover 31% of Earth's land, support 1.6 billion people's livelihoods, house 300 million inhabitants, contain 80% of land biodiversity, and store over 1 trillion tons of carbon. Despite this importance, we lose 32 million acres yearly, approximately England's size. Our health and forest health are inseparable. Forest medicine is becoming institutionalized globally. Japan has established 62 designated healing forests, while New Zealand's Green Prescription Scheme, America's National Park RX Initiative, and South Korea's National Forest Therapy Center demonstrate growing recognition of forests' therapeutic value. As urbanization increases, children suffer from what Richard Louv calls nature deficit disorder, linked to behavioral disorders, depression, obesity, and myopia. Research shows children learn and behave better outdoors, experiencing fewer ADHD symptoms in natural settings. Schools worldwide are expanding outdoor learning, including Japan's forest kindergartens, where children develop resilience and environmental appreciation. Forest bathing represents more than a wellness trend. It's a return to our evolutionary roots and a pathway to a healthier relationship with our planet. In reconnecting with forests, we rediscover an essential part of ourselves and gain motivation to protect these living communities essential to our well-being.